by Earth is Waking Up. This is your host, Jeremy Anderson. Today, our guest, Alfred Ricci, has spent time in humble places and perhaps less humble, as many of us do, with the range of experiences we go through in our life here on this planet. Today, our topic is having to do with intuition and how we can utilize that in our daily lives to find our way, to find more happiness, bliss, all the things that we don't really find if we're using our mind only to function in this world. So Alfred he's always been led to experience miracles beyond his understanding. He's come from living in shelters and group homes to earning his graduate degree and working in 22 countries as an international banker. And his guidance spoke to him directly to inform him that it was time to let go of his career and search for meaning. Alfred's search led him to Hans Christian King, with whom he studied directly for 10 years. While assisting Hans King with teaching intuitive development, Alfred began to help his own clients with relationships, family, and spiritual growth through the use of automatic writing, channeling, co-creation, etc. After many years of teaching individuals how to work directly with spirit, Alfred's new focus is helping them bring those spiritual principles more into their daily lives. Welcome to the show, and thanks for being on, Alfred.
Thanks for having me on, Jeremy. Appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm a fan of intuitive development. I've done a bit of studying myself, and find it's a much better way of getting through life instead of the way that we're taught growing up and through school, just trying to focus on the less brain way of thinking, everything logical, and it's not always the most helpful way to get what we're going for.
Let's talk about that. Let's start off with a really easy, high level. What is intuitive development? Is it woo-woo, or is it really something that can change your life? And let me give an example of the first time that I recall receiving an intuitive message from the other side. I was living in a group home, and back then, basically everybody was a juvenile delinquent as much as possible. We were, I think the term is called self-medicating, because if you're in a group home, you've been through some hell. And we're out one night, and there was a few of us, and they said, oh, there's the next party, and everybody runs into the house, and I'm standing in the middle of the street, and all of a sudden I hear, go home. And I said, I'm sorry, and I look around, I don't see anybody, and I hear, go home. And I'm absolutely obliterated at the point where I just heard a voice, but there's nobody around me, really didn't matter. I just thought, oh, okay, well, fine. You know, so I stumble back to the group home, and I wake up the next morning, and there's my best friend Stan and Mike being handcuffed by the police.
Oh, boy.
And a group home counselor comes and puts his arms around me and says, you were on that list to be taken out to juvenile detention, which is underage jail, because, you know, I was hanging out with everybody else. He said, but you came home before curfew last night, so we decided to give you another chance.
Wow.
That is the possibility of what can happen if you listen. But the moral of the story is, I don't care how bad your life is. I don't care how depressed you are. I don't care how much you think God has forgotten about you, which may or may not be the truth. That's not the issue. The issue is everyone has guidance. Everyone has the ability to receive messages that can change your life in a heartbeat. Everyone. It is intuitive development, the ability to listen, that gives you more ability to hear those messages more often. So they don't have to take a sledgehammer and whack you across the head when something is really important, like go home. Instead, it becomes more of a daily routine that you're able to converse with the other side. You need to make a phone call. Great, please help me say something. eventually things that you get to the point where you're able to co-create. I need to create a class. I need to create a lecture. I need to create a presentation at work. I need to speak to an employee. I need to speak to my boss. Where the other side is available to help you, universal energy, universal knowledge, spirit, guidance, angels, I don't care what you call it, is there. The question is, have you developed your intuitive abilities? Do you pay attention enough to the messages out there to receive those life-changing messages? That, to me, is why you want intuitive development.
No kidding. That's life-changing. So how do you think it is, or why do you think it is, that you were able to hear that message, whereas most people, you know, I've had a foster son years ago that I think he's still in and out of group homes, and he's had a rough life for sure. And why is it that you got that message and not everybody notices those? It sounds like it was really clear to you, like a voice that just came to you.
I didn't have the massive mind chatter that a lot of the kids had. I wasn't mad at the world. I was a little confused. I was like, I really didn't know what was going on. So I was more curious, which opened the door just enough to receive enough communication at important times in my life. The rest of the kids were mad at the world, mad at their parents, mad at whoever. And the stronger your mind chatter is, anger, hatred, the less of an opportunity that the other side, whatever you want to call it, universal energy, guide, spirit, God, whatever, has the chance to get through. Intuitive development is the complete opposite. It is clearing your mind, being in a peaceful state, so that you can receive messages more frequently. So that's the reason why I believe at a young age I was able to receive messages at important times, is because I realized, you know what, I really don't know what's going on. I'm really not going to blame anybody for what's going on. And they were able to get through to me.
Wow. It sounds like clearing your mind is key. I've noticed the same thing, that with the daily life of business or work, all the stressors in our daily lives keep us so busy normally that we feel like we don't have the time to slow down and listen to those cues.
That's a wonderful example of, we're always pressured, except especially in Western society, to create. And in one of my recent channeling sessions where the other side gives me guidance, they were talking about the importance of doing nothing. Why is that so important? And the other side comes with such wonderful analogies sometimes. They came up with, what you reap is what you sow. If you're constantly planting seeds, then those are the seeds that grow into the things that you have to deal with in your life, whether it be friends, relationships, jobs, investments, whatever it is. All of a sudden, you are the one who put energy into that and created it into your life if your ego is running your life. I remember when I purposely made a statement that says, okay, I know I have time to do 10 things, I will list 15. Just in case I get through those 10 quicker, I'll always have something to do. That's an ego-driven life. Okay? Spirit said the complete opposite to me one day to help me understand. If you have time for 10, we only want you to do 5 or 6. That way you have free time. Why is this important? Because you're planting less seeds. Let me be specific. Your ego is planting less seeds. What does that mean? It could be you enroll in school. Well, guess what? That's 2 to 4 years of your life and a heck of a lot of money. Now, did you really need to enroll in school? I'll never forget when I met Hans King. And he says, oh, you don't need to get that PhD. And I said, I'm sorry. I said, I want to get a PhD in nonprofit management. I'm going to help people. He said, no, 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 that's not the reason you want to get your PhD.
Yeah.
He says, you want your PhD so your parents will be proud of you.
Yeah.
And he says, there's nothing that's ever going to change the way your parents think about you. Stop getting degrees.
Yeah.
He just saved me, I don't know, whatever, $100,000 in 3 years of my life because I didn't plant that seed. And that's what the other side is trying to say is, if you want to move forward in your life according to your life path, the life that you asked for on the other side, you need quiet time. You need peaceful time to say, no, don't do anything. We'll let you know when there is a person or an opportunity that we are coordinating on your behalf for your highest good. What does that mean? You are waiting, you are peaceful, you are aware of the flow when they are coordinating a miracle on your behalf. So you basically have two choices. The first one is that you think you're going to figure it out and you're planting all of these seeds that you have to maintain and fund your energy towards, which then you wonder why you don't have all this time and where's your money going, or you sit and wait. And the other side drops some magic beans on you that carry you to heights like Jack and the Beanstalk because you never thought it was possible, but they're working in the background that says, no, 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 wait, just wait, and we'll tell you the proper person, the proper opportunity. And those are two completely different ways of going about life.
Yeah, this sounds pretty woo-woo for some people. Like, so can you speak to it sounds like you're talking about help from the other side.
Yes. Okay, woo-woo. Let's talk about hardcore woo-woo. How about that one? Hardcore woo-woo.
Yeah. Let's hear it. What is this stuff?
So
if I can't see it,
I graduate college. I love using my life as an example because it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's not woo-woo. It really happened. Where I graduate college, I had no money, and I decided to get an apartment in downtown Hollywood, California. I could not get a job, not get a job, not get a job. The only job I could ever get was in desktop publishing, creating newsletters, newspapers, business cards, letterhead, publishing books,
like busy,
those
busy
type
work.
Of things. And then all of a sudden, a friend of mine says, why don't you apply for banking? And all of a sudden, this wonderful feeling came over me like, wow, banking, okay. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I was given a job opportunity to work in an Italian bank. I had zero experience in banking, nothing more than a degree, basically next to no job experience. But for something in me that says, keep going, keep applying, just show up, smile, all of a sudden, I'm working in an international bank in downtown Los Angeles with next to no experience, and my boss pulls me aside and says, you know what, you went up against people with 5 to 10 years banking experience. But he says, I liked your energy.
Yeah.
Thus I hired you. Completely launched my career into international banking because, number one, I felt it was correct. I surrendered into it. And he says, honestly, I don't really understand how you were able to beat out people with so much experience, but ready? He felt I was the better candidate. That is the other side working on your behalf to get something physical. A job, not just a job, a career in doing something that was so far beyond what I ever thought was possible. I do not take credit for my career. I do not take credit for the things that I've been through because I know it would have been impossible if I tried to do those things on my own. And that's what I'm trying to tell you about. Money, careers, houses, cars just appear. They just appear if you pay attention, if you are intuitive enough to say, no, don't go there. Here's a simple example everybody can relate to. You walk into a party, a room. You're like, I don't know why I should stay away from that person, but I like this person's vibe. Vibe is what?
Yeah.
Vibration. Your ego kicks in, looks at the person where you get the bad vibe and says, you know what? That person's got a lot of people around him. I like the way that, you know, he's got jewelry, he's got nice clothes. All those people must be talking to him for a reason. And the vibration tells you, stay away from that person and go talk to this person over here who's sitting on the couch. Now, you have two choices what to pay attention to. This is a hardcore decision. Listen to your ego, listen to the other side. Of course, it takes into account that you actually have listened and understand intuitive development to say, this is a message coming from the other side, this is a message from your ego. Well,
yeah,
come to find out
that the angel on one shoulder, the devil on the other shoulder, right?
Exactly. Which one do you listen to? Well, come to find out that guy with the nice clothes and the nice jewelry that everybody was talking to was selling a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
The guy on the couch was somebody who had a business, lost his wife, and wanted a partner to come in. He wanted to teach about his business and was willing to give a share of the business for somebody that he could just bring in and teach what he was doing without asking anything else besides showing up.
Wow.
If you followed your ego, you would lose money, get into the middle of a lawsuit. If you followed your intuition, you possibly could have the job opportunity of a lifetime. That is reality of how the other side works. They coordinate things on your behalf. The question is whether you pay attention through intuitiveness to those opportunities, to those miracles, or whether you just believe your ego and say all of this is woo-woo. I am living proof. If you listen, you get to do things that your poor little ego could not even fathom.
Yeah, I've noticed that over and over too, that the more we can tune into that, the more it steers our life in a direction that feels better, that's easier, that feels easier, that seems more in tune, and things start to just work and flow better.
Exactly, and that's the whole point of not just the message of what I'm bringing you today, but of the product that we're going to talk about a little bit later, is if you want to change your life, you really need to do less, learn less, do less. And you people are looking at me saying, is he on drugs? No, sorry, it's been 10 years.
That's how much to do.
I gave that up 10 years ago. After 24 years of trying to kill myself, I decided to let that go. If you want miracles that move your life forward in light years, taking 50 steps at once, then it is a choice whether you believe in what is already available for you, what is already there. Are you willing to pay attention to the things that the other side is already coordinating for you and just awaiting for you, or are you too busy in your mind trying to figure it out, clouding your vision so you don't see those miracles that are being placed in front of you? And that's what the product is to help you say, okay, how can I change? How can I do less? How can I learn less? How can I be happier? And there is nothing to learn. There is nothing to memorize. There is nothing that you really have to make an effort, because in all honesty, by doing less, you're going to get yourself in less trouble. You're going to have less things to do. You're going to have less stress. You're going to have more time to learn intuitive development, learn what it's like to build a relationship with the other side. And you want to know how difficult it is? We'll go through an exercise right now. How about that, so everybody can get another example of what is this.
Yeah, quick comment real
quick. Intuitive development, sure.
You'd mentioned that planting seeds from the ego keeps us busy and doing, and it sounds like what you're helping people learn is how to plant seeds with the divine, how to plant seeds that will actually feed our being, feed us in allowing us to just be and for things to happen easier by working with these teams on the other side. I don't, do you call them angels or spirit guides or what? How do you refer to them?
I go between spirit and guides. It's a whole other story what's happening on the other side, but basically they've agreed to help you. The question is whether you go along by yourself, ego, self-centered, me, 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 or whether you say, you know what, I want to give this a shot. I'm going to surrender and allow this army of people on the other side to help me. Okay, let's go through that again. You, an ego, by yourself, in control and separation. You surrendering into the possibility that there's a bunch of people on the other side who want nothing better than to help you. Okay, see the difference? By yourself.
We're all one.
With a bunch of support. Which do you think is going to be more productive in your life?
I like the co-creating.
It is really that simple. It is, are you working with them? Are you paying? So they're off, you're sleeping. They don't sleep. There's nothing to really do besides help you. They're off creating and organizing. All you need to do is hang out and relax and say, okay, guys, let me know when something is for me. That is the intuitive aspect. Is something for me? And that's one of the exercises I wanted to take you through is how do you know that? How do you get a yes or no answer from the other side? Okay.
Yeah, let's try that.
Sure. And this is actually one of the lessons that I walk you through. And again here, I do not want you to learn. I do not want you to memorize. All I want you to do is participate, to feel. That's it. That's all. There is nothing else to do. Is I actually help shift your life. I shift your vibration into getting in tune of those things which are already for you. There is nothing for you to really do. And this seems kind of crazy, but the fact is, if you're trying to walk from one room to the other and you're banging your head against the wall, why can't I go into the next room? And the other side says, two steps to the left, there's a door. And you say, ah. All of a sudden, what you're doing becomes effortless because you were in sync with the flow. You were a little bit more in tune with what they're trying to help you with. Okay? So what's one of the first exercises that we're talking about is getting in tune, practicing getting in tune. Is everybody right now, picture you're in a field with flowers, a field with grass. You can see the grass blowing in the wind. Okay? So I want everybody to go picture themselves, picture you just watching yourself in the middle of the field, just standing there. Okay, can everybody do that for me? Just find some place or even make some place up that you remember or don't remember or make up of you just being in the middle of this wide open space. Of course, nature is all around you. Trees are off in the distance. And then I want you to realize, how does that feel? How does it feel just being there? There's nothing to do. There's nothing to think. There's nothing to consider. The only thing you're doing is watching the grass and the flowers blow in the wind and feeling. How do you feel? And how does the energy and vibration feel around you? What does the energy of nature feel? What does the vibration and energy feel like as you're just standing in the middle of this field in a peaceful state, nothing to do. There is nothing to learn. There is nothing to pay attention to. All you're doing is feeling. And that is getting in touch, the very beginning of getting in touch with the flow. The flow means there is something for you. If you want to flow from one room to the next, you're flowing through the door. You feel the flow go through the door, and there's a door. So we're feeling the flow of the universe just as the grass bends in the wind and the flowers sway back and forth. We're helping you realize, what does that flow feel like? Everyone feels the flow differently. So you yourself need to participate in feeling what it's like to connect to that flow, to connect to that intuition, to connect to that energy and vibration of, this just feels right. And when you get that feeling, then you realize, there's something around me. Wait, hold on, I feel some flow here. Wait, over there, there's the guy on the couch. Oh, wait, there's a door over there. It just feels right. And that is what you pay attention to. And that's a simplified version of one of the exercises that I walk you through, is to realize, what does the flow feel like? How do you know something is for you? What do you pay attention to? And how do you actually think less, do less, in order to be presented with a miracle in your life? And yes, it could be as simple as, why doesn't this direction not work? Trying to figure it out, trying to go at it in a different direction, when the other side's saying, relax, be peaceful. Go around the corner, there's a door. Two choices. Do you listen to the stress of your ego? Or are you peaceful enough and quiet enough to listen to the other side that says, why don't we go a different direction? It might be a little easier. It's a choice. And I help you with those choices. I help you become more aware of what is available for you. How does that feel with you, Jonathan?
Jeremy,
sorry.
Sorry, we could have that part.
Sorry, I was fooling around, Jeremy.
I'm sorry. That feels great. I love it. So simple, and I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong. So much of the time in my life with trying out different things, I think my mind has kept giving me ways to feel like I was somehow wrong, that I wasn't doing it right. And this just seems so easy. So I love how you keep it simple, that anyone can do without feeling like it's too hard, too complicated, it's not working for me, I must be one of those people that it doesn't work for. And I love, so you told me a little about your product and how you've got this way of helping people bring this practice or these sorts of practices into their lives, so that rather than trying to learn some crazy complex program, it's just these simple daily practices or something that they can listen to that will help kind of in their own way tune into this simple way of just being, and the simple way of tuning into this inner guidance, or this guidance from the other side, however that comes through. Can you talk more about this program, your offer, this 21-day?
Sure. And just one thing is, yes, it's guidance. Yes, it's some inner awareness. But it is life-changing. Life-changing. That is the point. You are aware of somebody who can change your life. You are aware of an opportunity that can change your life. You're aware of a door that is easier to pass through to get to where you're going. I'll never forget, I, I wound up living in Europe, and my job was so stressful. It was just everybody was politics. Everybody was out for themselves. I'm talking about consulting, of course. And a job where the lowest 10% automatically gets fired. So everybody's trying to climb on top of everybody to make sure they're not that bottom 10%. I'm thinking, this is insanity. All of a sudden, a week later, I meet somebody who was a client. And I said to him, I says, I just like what you guys do. He says, yeah, you know what? We probably could use somebody who does what you do. Why don't you come up and see us? I wound up working for one of the biggest, one of the top three banks in the world at their headquarters, this is a hint, in Frankfurt, Germany, because I said to the guy, I like what you guys do. There was no interview. Yes, I had to meet his boss who had to bless me. Why? Because I paid attention to something that just felt right. Yeah. I was doing consulting in banking, and it was extremely stressful. But because I paid attention to, hey, I should go talk to that guy, all of a sudden, I went from worrying about whether or not I was going to have a job and the vicious politics of working in a consulting firm to working for one of the most prestigious banks in the entire world. Again, all because I paid attention that something said, I should go talk to that guy and introduce myself. That is available to everyone. Okay, and let's break this down to something simpler. Pretty much everybody agrees around the world that everyone has at least one angel, okay? Mm-hmm. An angel. That means somebody who watches over you, okay? And if you look up, everybody can do this. This is a little tiny bit of homework. Go look up the definition of angel in any dictionary, any dictionary. I must have looked it up in six different dictionaries. Every single dictionary will say the same thing. Messenger of God. Okay. Now, this is an ABC thing. If A, everyone has angels, and B, every angel is a messenger of God, C, it's probably important to relax and let go and learn to listen.
Yeah.
That is what I help you do with my product, is every little day, you get to wake up listening to me, talk to you, and help change your vibration, help change your way of seeing things. Nothing for you to learn, nothing for you to do. You just wake up, play a little recorded meditation of me guiding you through to say, this is what we're going to be paying attention to today. This is how your vibration is going to change today. This is how you're going to be better able to hear your guidance, better able to pay attention to that which is for you, those life-changing, career-changing opportunities that are already there.
Yeah. What better than to get to wake up and listen to the Brad Pitt of woo-woo?
The Brad Pitt of spirituality, yes.
Spirituality, yes.
So, yeah. We'll see. Awesome. I may even do a video version if you feel so inclined, but I think you'll have the opportunity to go between the video and audio, whether you want to see my smiling face first thing in the morning or just listen to my voice.
Yeah. It's great to have options.
Yeah, and that's what I'm giving you, is 21 days of me helping shift your vibration, shift through awareness. Now, nothing in this conversation did you have to learn anything. Nothing in this conversation did you have to memorize anything. The practices are as simple as, how does it feel when you're near flowers and trees? That feels wonderful. There's the practice. That's all there is. Is it that simple? Yes, it is. And if anybody thinks it's more complicated than that, then great. You go in that direction. You go follow that complicated path. You go dedicate years of your life to thinking that life is complicated, and your ego will chime right in and say, yee-haw, I'm right on board.
Yeah, that sounds simple enough. Anyone can do it, no matter who they are.
It is. Anyone can follow the simple path of you have souls, angels, guides, spirits watching over you. Are you aware of that which is already for you? Here's a funny story, another funny story. I had a Jeep, like every other Jeep, they just fall apart. And it was so bad one time. Of course, I had like six Jeeps.
I had a couple Chryslers too and had similar experiences.
Yeah. So, and one day I just felt, you know what, I'm donating my Jeep. I have a motorcycle. I'll ride the motorcycle to work for a couple of days. And something just said, don't even bother looking for a car. And I'm like, I'm sorry, don't even bother looking for a car. I'm like, okay, ride the motorcycle to work for a couple of days. And a couple of days later, right on cue, somebody calls me and says, hey, let's do lunch. And I said, lunch? I have things to do. I'm so busy. I can't have time for lunch. And I listened to my mind chatter and said, you know what? Just because of the fact that you protested that much, I'm going to lunch. You should have heard my mind chatter yell at me. And I'm like, you know what? I realize you're trying to control my life, and I don't really care anymore. I'm doing the exact opposite of what my mind is screaming at me. I went to lunch. Lo and behold, it was a friend who brought her friend who says, well, I wanted to see some old friends before I moved to Florida. Make a long story short, she was letting go of everything, including her car, which happened to be an Acura Integra with a VTEC motor, the exact car that I've been dreaming about for 2 years.
Nice.
And because she said, well, we're leaving in 2 weeks. If you don't mind waiting for 2 weeks, I'll give it to you at a great discount.
Wow.
There was my car, my dream car, because I did not follow my ego.
Yeah.
I was absolutely out of my mind. Pristine condition. They baby the thing.
Wow.
Cars can show up if you pay attention. But it's not just the paying attention. I wouldn't have had a car.
You'd have
I would have
Jeep.
Stayed at home and work. I would have been back, probably would have bought another Jeep. And that's the point, is there's two things that are happening here. One, all these people on the other side are working on your behalf. That is already happening all the time. The question is, are you aware of when they present you something? They coordinated, without a doubt, the exact car that I wanted. The question is, did I pay attention enough, or did I miss the opportunity? And that is the purpose of the product, is to help you pay attention to those opportunities that are life-changing, so they don't just pass you by and you wonder why life is so difficult. Why hasn't God shown up? Where is God? I'm mad at God. Why is life such a struggle? Because you're walking into a wall and not paying attention, there's a door. Is anything different? No. The wall is there. The door is there.
But it's got all these things to do on this wall. I got to keep hitting it.
Yes. Yes. Do I keep walking into the wall as much as possible, like the way we're taught? Work
through
the stress.
That's what everybody else is doing. Yeah.
Yes. Work, work. How many times have you heard, work through the stress? Yeah. You know, it's okay. No. Relax, take a deep breath, go for a walk.
Yeah.
Work. I'll very slightly talk about work. How many times have you heard things like, I'm so stressed I can't see straight?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're so stressed you can't see straight, how good is whatever it is that you're going to do versus following one of the exercises that are going to be given to you in my 21-day program, relaxing, going back into a peaceful state, and getting a bigger picture of things.
Yeah. Could you walk us through another exercise, another sampling of what your product
sure.
is going to have? Give
sure.
Us
okay.
Little...
All right. Everybody think about something that stresses out of their mind. Something that happened recently, something that somebody said to you, just one thing, not 65 million things that we all can think of. Your mother said something to you, your father said something to you, your coworker said something to you, something happened and you're like, one of those things. Okay, everybody just go pick one.
One with lots of explicatives.
Now, yes. Now, my question is, how does it feel? How does that feel? What is the energy and what is the vibration that's going through your body when you remember what happened, when you remember what's said, when you remember how you exchanged energy with that person? How does that make you feel? What does the energy and vibration feel like?
For me, it feels really contracted and conflicting, like kind of like contracted and spiky, like it doesn't feel open and expansive and good. It feels just really hard.
Okay.
To
frustrating. Horrible. Bad.
Yeah.
Okay, now ready, everybody, close your eyes, take a deep breath, exhale. Ready? Inhale some universal energy. I don't care what it is. Exhale some stress. Inhale some knowledge, wisdom. Do not want you thinking. All you're into is inhaling. Let go some stress. Say to yourself, I am part of everything. And exhale. Now, open your eyes. How do you feel?
I feel better.
What's the energy and vibration like?
It just feels lighter and easier.
Do you feel more peaceful?
Yeah.
More aware, more conscious?
Yeah.
My question is, did anything change? Did you do anything? Did you learn anything? Did you make any effort, or did you just take a couple of breaths?
I feel better, but it didn't change anything.
That's the point. You did not change anything. You didn't learn anything. You didn't do anything. You didn't change anything. All of a sudden, you went from being isolated and ego and pain, suffering, to peaceful, calm, and in the flow, more aware. And it took 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And these are sample exercises of what I walk you through. One is completely focused on the negative. The exercise takes you from surrendering to letting go of an opportunity that may be around the corner that you couldn't see in the previous energy, the previous vibration.
Yeah.
That is what is awaiting you, that which is already there. If you're so focused on being pissed off and angry at somebody, how are you going to feel that something is for you? How are you going to be able to pay attention to your intuitive aspect that says, there's a little present around that we've got for you around the corner. All you need to do is go around the corner, and it's there. We've been working on it for a while. Instead, how able are you to pay attention to that, feeling the way you felt?
Don't some people feel like they have to go through life angry and pushing, and everything has to be challenging and difficult? And it sounds like a major shift to oh, what is this? Oh, this might be easy. It kind of feels good. What?
Yes.
Huh.
And that's the whole point. trust me, when I first started with Hans King, and I was so in ego because I was this big international banker,
right.
Hans finally came to me and said, look, I understand that you're this international banker with some graduate degree, but I'm going to ask you one simple question. Who knows more, you or God?
That's a great one.
Okay? So for all you people who are stressed out of your minds, trying to learn, trying to figure out life, ask you the same question. Do you want what that brain of yours has, or do you want what the other side is doing on your behalf? Do you want the effortless path of walking through a door, or are you going to keep banging your head wondering why life isn't working? Are you going to continue to follow your ego? All right, here's a little bribery. Or would you like to wake up to my voice every morning and have me guide you through a nice, peaceful, happy meditation that'll put a smile on your face? Which would you like? Is that bribery? No. Is that influence?
I think a lot of people could handle just a pleasant, loving voice to start their day. I know it helps me. I've got some people I like to listen to that feel to me like a great way to help bring in the energy that I like to kind of shape my day around. And so I love that how you've structured it to be so easy, so people could just wake up, listen, and go on about their day until they start learning to listen and shift.
Another example. I'm going to take the front picture on the earthiswakingup.com website. Surfing. Okay, you want a real life example of why being peaceful and waiting is more productive and more fun, and it'll make you happier if you wait. Do you surf?
I have a couple of times, yeah.
Okay, so Jeremy, when you're out surfing, what is the most important thing when you're surfing? What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for the right moment. If I try and get up and surf when there's no wave, there's no surfing happening.
How are you going to feel if you're trying to surf and the wave isn't there? How is that going to feel? Like what?
Like, can't even, this doesn't
imagine
work.
The
what
words.
This
isn't working. Why is my surfing not working? Why is my life not working? Where is the wave? Versus, as a surfer, what do you realize? Be peaceful. Enjoy the view. Enjoy the calmness while you're waiting. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two is all of a sudden you become ready, aware of a wave. You're paying attention to a wave. Ready? The flow. There is a wave coming for me. Then all you have to do is get ready for the wave to move you forward faster and more joyously than you ever could think possible. Two choices. Paddle like you're out of your mind, working and stressing, trying to get yourself around, wondering why you're stressed out of your mind, why you're not having any fun. Or relax, be peaceful, and wait to ride the wave that's coming eventually.
Yeah.
Two choices.
That's inspired change right there.
So it is quite simply what I walk you through in my 21-day program is be peaceful, relax, it's cool. Here's a wave. Ride it.
Wow.
How do you do that? Yes, I help change your vibration. I help make you aware. And again, I'll keep stressing this. There is nothing to learn. There's nothing to memorize. All you do is wake up hearing my voice in the morning. That's it. And if you don't want to do one in the evening too, that's fine too.
Yeah.
How's that for an analogy?
I love it. That's great. I think I've been trying to figure out how to integrate that in each of the interviews, and you knocked it out of the park. That was great.
And that's it, is the examples of what can happen to you if you just wait and do less, how your life can change, the miracles that can drive your career, a soulmate. Here's a good one. How many people out there are listening to this recording are waiting for a soulmate to show up? Now you've got two choices. One, go down your list every single time you meet a guy. Is he good looking? Does he have money? Does he have a good job? Does he have a good teeth? Does he have a good parents? Does he dress nice? Okay, women, you all know you have your list. Is he going to be a good father? Ready? Now, that is ego. You are in judgment. Okay? I'm being crystal clear here. The thing that's giving you that list is ego. The other opportunity is, how does his energy feel? How does this feel to me? The exercises help you be aware of that. Because the other side will say, no, stay away. Or, this is a distinct possibility for you. Now, as many of you know, if you follow your ego, you're going to wind up in situations that take you 6 months, a year, 2 years to get out of. You may get yourself, by following your ego, into situations that you're like, oh my God, what did I do?
Yeah.
Versus being peaceful, being calm, not jumping into the first thing that your ego says, oh, look, he drives a Ferrari, and just doing nothing and waiting for the other side to present you with a soulmate.
But you smiled at me.
Okay. Now that one's a little tougher, but what would you rather have? Some intermediate relationship that may or may not work? Or would you rather hang out and wait for the soulmate that the other side is coordinating on your behalf?
Yeah.
Which would you rather have? And it's the same principle that I'm going to be walking you through in my 21-day program, is how to be aware of not just opportunities, not just jobs, but relationships, speaking specifically soulmate relationships, that they have coordinated on your behalf. How many of you would want one of those?
I think we could all handle either improving our relationships or finding an amazing relationship, or at least someone to build our lives with, however that looks.
So if you're looking for certain things in your life, you have two choices, really. You have the choice of letting your ego try to help you find it, or working with your intuition, working with the other side, surrendering into the other side, letting those people, those team of souls on the other side who are working on your behalf, who want nothing more than to see you smile and be happy. I choose that. I choose to have those people. I was lucky when I was going through my career and everything that I didn't know I was listening. And all I'm doing in my 21-day program is passing this down to you. Passing this down to anybody who wants it. All the things that I learned that was like, wow, I was listening then? That wasn't difficult. Yeah. How difficult is it to choose to say, oh, I should go home? Oh, okay, I'm going to go do that now. Did I have to learn anything? Did I have to do anything? No, I just listened.
Yeah.
Saved my life.
So many of us are already... Do you think it's true that so many of us are already listening, but we don't realize that we really are? And with some more tools and practice, we might be able to hone that even better, so that quicker than we realize or could do trying on our own, that we could learn how to tap in and really, really start to change our lives.
Absolutely.
Really soon.
It's not even a question. Yeah. Is intuitive development is learning to listen. Again, there is nothing to learn. It is simply changing a vibration, changing your awareness, being aware of that which is already there. The problem is our ego talks so much louder. It's like, yeah. No, look, here's the 10 things that we want in a guy. I'm banging my hand against the desk right now. And you got to have these things. He's got to have a good job. Your mother said that he's got to have a good job, and you got to make sure, because you can't present him to your mother unless he has a good job. And your father's not going to approve unless he has a good job. Can you hear how loud the ego is? Well,
yeah.
How many times have we gotten into a relationship because our ego said, yes, that's the one? And you're like, what did I just do? Versus, you know what? Please be quiet. I'm going to let the other side tell me if this person's going to be a good relationship or not.
Yeah.
Okay? And it is that practice. That's why it's 21 days. There's some statistic out there that says it takes 21 days to change something. So the purpose of the 21-day program is to help you change your vibration and awareness.
Perfect.
Okay?
That sounds perfect. This this is on your page, so listeners, if you're interested in checking it out, go ahead to our website, earthiswakingup.com, / I think it's Alfred. Let me check real quick, and we'll edit that part.
That's cute.
I'm going to say, yeah, okay. I think I'll just wing it and hope it's right. So,
well, you could just say, like, there's the button on the show page that takes you to the special offer. That's the way it normally works.
Okay, yeah, from the now page.
Yeah, okay. It's like everybody's on the interview page. There should be a button on the interview page that says, go see Alfred's special offer.
Yeah, okay. All right, let me get back here. Okay. So for all the listeners, if you go to the website, earthiswakingup.com/Alfred or /now, if you're listening currently, either one, feel free to check out that page and scroll down to the special button for Alfred's 21-day program for ways to change your life. So, Alfred, if you had the biggest point that somebody could take away from our talk today, what do you think would benefit people the most? We've probably covered it already, but if we could distill it down to one major point, what would that be?
Everyone wants to find meaning. Everyone wants to find purpose. Why are you here? What is the meaning of your life? I think I can pretty comfortably state that. If you're one of those people who wants to find why you're here, what is the meaning of your life, learn to tap into intuition and let the other side, let God, let your angels, let spirit guide you to the opportunities and people that will let that come out, that will help support you, that will give you those opportunities to let that meaning of your life, to let that purpose of your life flow.
I got major chills when you said that, and I think because that's what helped me get on my path was looking for, okay, so why am I here in this life, and what am I meant to live out while I'm here? And I started following and trusting those intuitive guidances. And so, yeah, thanks for sharing that. I think you're right on with that being one of the most important things in our lives, especially if we value that spirit-led living. So thanks so much for what you're bringing and being in the world, what you're doing or not doing. You just live your essence. And who you are.
You're welcome, Jeremy. Thanks for doing this program, and thanks for having me on. Hope in some way I was able to help some of your listeners.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Thanks so much for touching the lives that you touch. Thanks, everyone, all the listeners. This has been part of the Inspired Change Summit, presented by Earth is Waking Up. Thanks, everyone, and much love.